Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross, with Colleen O'Brien. There was a New York Times story about hormones and weight gain, but this article seemed unusually optimistic, so let's check in with the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. What kind of hormone are we talking about here, Dr. Cohen?
Yeah, this is an interesting study because the purpose of this study was actually not initially to look at weight loss or redistribution in fat or weight gain, but rather it was to look at bone density. The idea of this study and these researchers at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York, they were looking at follicle stimulating hormone, also known as FSH. And FSH is a hormone that stimulates the production of eggs in women and sperm in men. So they decided to actually study this. And they studied this in mice. It hasn't been tried in humans yet. But they created an antibody or a chemical that would block the follicle-stimulating hormone, the FSH, in mice whose ovaries had been removed. And so in our body, we have two different kinds of fat. We have white fat, which is what most people are familiar with, and those are our fat stores, and that's storing our energy. But there's another kind of fat we have called brown fat or beige fat, some people call it. And that fat actually burns calories. It actually raises our metabolic rate. In these experimental mice, when they were able to block the FSH, this hormone, that in fact, they increased the amount of brown fat they had, and they had a redistribution of how their fat fell in the body. The reason this is important, and it creates some excitement, it creates a potential target for pharmaceutical companies to create drugs that could actually affect weight gain and weight distribution in postmenopausal women. And it happens that we know that that type of fat that happens in postmenopausal women is associated with a lot of other diseases like type 2 diabetes and osteoporosis.
Given the circuitous route this research took, though, are we sure we understand everything this hormone does? I mean, originally it's about follicles, then it's about bone loss, and it turns out also has an effect on fat. Who knows what else it affects? And when you start messing with that, don't you risk creating more as yet unknown problems?
That's a really great and really insightful question, Dave. That's absolutely true. And this is one of the things that happens in medicine all the time, because this is why drugs have side effects. Because when we actually give a drug, we give it for a specific reason, but it affects other areas in our body. Actually, one of the more interesting stories along that line is the development of the drug Viagra. It was actually originally designed, being studied for the treatment of pulmonary hypertension. But when they started giving it to people with men specifically with pulmonary hypertension, they found that it had a side effect, which in this case was its ability to achieve or affect erectile function. And that was an unexpected, but in this case, desired side effect. And so the drug company redirected their marketing of the drug and their approval of the drug for a different use because it was a bigger market. So your question is insightful because it's one of the challenges when you read all these early studies. And I mean, I think it's good that the New York Times picked up on this. And I think it is an exciting study, and it does shed some light on what potentially could be out there for and give hope to postmenopausal women and their problems with weight gain and their problems with bone loss and so forth. But whether it actually turns into actual practice is just very, very hard to know at this point.
Assuming this hormone does have this effect on fat, does this change the way you would treat people who are overweight?
Well, I think the answer to that has to be yes, but it has to be yes once we understand how the drug works or how a drug that's designed to affect this works, because there is not a drug developed yet.
Well, I asked the question because people are looking for ways short of making the effort to do a lot of exercise and take their 10,000 steps a day to lose weight. So, I mean, would this be that kind of drug where you can just take it and it relieves you of having to do all that annoying exercise?
Well, I mean, theoretically, yes. Theoretically, there will be drugs someday that can affect how we metabolize and store fats. And as we discussed on your show a couple weeks ago, we talked about some chemicals that could possibly reproduce some of the effects of actual exercise. And so we talked about the possibility of an exercise pill. So this would be a sort of diet pill, but it would be a diet pill that's actually directed at actually depleting fat in our body or changing the fat that we have in our body from the storage form of fat to the energy producing form of fat. So I think these drugs will eventually all come. But I think they're not really as close as we'd like to be. But at least the interest in this particular study is it is a potential target that scientists can work on. And, you know, anytime you get results from a single lab, you always have to be skeptical. But the guy who did the research was actually insightful enough to actually get help and have another lab try and do the exact same studies, and he was able to reproduce his results. So that's very encouraging because it means that there is an opportunity there that is potentially real.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.